Nerdrotic.com.
Welcome back to Nerdrotic, everybody. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerdrotic.com. And Captain Marvel is failing the comic industry again. And will the MCU have the same result? I believe so. Why? Well, there's multiple reasons why the MCU and superhero films are making billions of dollars, but none of that is trickling down to the comic book industry. Well, a lot of that has to do with Disney. A lot of that has to do with the way the market is set up. The direct market, which is the direct retail market for comic shops, means you can generally only buy comic books in comic book stores. They aren't in 7-Elevens anymore. They aren't, they're ending up at Walmarts now. But we are a long way from being able to buy comic books everywhere. It is the one industry that turned millions into thousands, basically. And I think with this Captain Marvel comic book, the most recent, I think it's the fifth or sixth version of Captain Marvel, if you count Ms. Marvel, relaunch that they've tried to do in comics. I think this is a perfect example of why the comic industry is failing. Now, Captain Marvel, number one, we have, the reason I've been waiting for this video is because we have the February sales for comics in. Now, this is comics sold to comic shops. This isn't comics sold to actual people, but it's a great indicator. And Captain Marvel is supposed to be the Superman of Marvel Comics, the namesake, the face of Marvel, and she will be the face of the MCU, but to comic fans, she is the face of SJW Marvel. While that isn't the thing that killed the comic book industry, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Let's go to the January sales numbers. Captain Marvel number one was the second best-selling comic book for the month of January, selling 111,391 comic books, which is certainly a lot. Wow, she seems pretty popular, especially when those comics were being sold at $4.99 a piece. Now, comic shops generally get a 55% discount on Marvel comic books, so they could make a decent chunk of change. Did 111,000 people buy this comic book? Hell no. The number probably is closer to 25,000 people, and that's a high estimate, bought this comic book. Well, how could you say that? How could you say only a quarter of the people bought the actual story? This is how Marvel cooks the books, basically. This is for normies, by the way. Those of you who go to comic shops, you know what I'm saying right now. So this is how they cook the books. All right, real quick. 111,391 was the number sold in January. That was number one. Let's go to number two. Number two was the 39th best-selling comic book and the 42nd best-selling comic book in actual dollars, selling 37,380. And I'll tell you right now, the amount of people who actually bought the story to read it is maybe half that. Either way, Marvel got their money, but the comic shops probably didn't get their money back. But say all 37,000 plus sold to actual customers. And say there wasn't any variants involved, which means those were just singular comics that weren't selling the same story with a different cover. And they were selling at $3.99. And I'm going to round up here and round down. The comic shops get a 55% discount on these comics, which means the comic shops and Marvel Comics had about $90,000 to $92,000 each to split. Now, Marvel made out okay, but that's not counting their printing and shipping costs. And the $92,000 for comic shops is spread over 2,000 comic shops, but it's certainly not a lot of money. Let's go to Box Office Mojo and see how the movie's doing. Captain Marvel tops $760 million worldwide, and she sells 37,000 comic books in the United States, a country of over 330 million people. Wow, she's really not that popular. And honestly, as a former comic shop owner, I'm telling you right now, half that were sold to actual people, and I think I'm being generous. How is this possible? How is this ruining the comic book industry? Well, remember, number one sold 111,000 copies plus. Let's go to the cover checklist and its variant covers. Now, Captain Marvel number 1, 2019 Marvel Comics covers. So there's 23 covers there. Say you're a customer who wanted to buy all those at cover price. And by the way, no comic shop would sell all of those at cover price. More on that later. But say you're a generous comic shop and you sold them all at cover price. It'd be about $120 to that collector for buying the latest number 1. January was filled with number 1s. This is how you burn out your shop, and this is how you burn out the collectors. This is to cook the books to make it look good to management to justify your company's existence. Each of these number 1s you see for Marvel here all had their own set of variants. The amount varies, of course. These are for collectors who, for the most part, happen to be completists. Who's a completist? Somebody who needs to have a complete collection. And these are the most important customers you have because they come in once a week. They have a subscription pull box. What's a subscription pull box? That is somebody who gives you a list of titles and they buy them once a week, once a month. They come in and they buy those comics. They are the backbone of any comic book shop, but you burn them out by putting in too many variants, and they feel like they need to buy them because they are collectors. And let's face it, some of us collectors are a little bit obsessive compulsive. Marvel is basically a drug dealer. You are not growing the comic market this way. You're burning it out. And it has finally died because within the stories of these comics that you're burning everybody out on, you injected a bunch of personal politics and alienated a bunch of the people who would buy all of those covers, even at inflated cost. Now, here's a variant that's called a 1 in 10. That means for every 10 regular issues a comic store buys, it gets a variant. Generally, I sold those variants at the cost of those 10 comic books. Not the profit, the cost. And that would make up for me buying extra copies to take a chance on for Captain Marvel. Again, it used to work when you didn't saturate the market. But you did, and that's why 3 more comic stores are closing in the next month. The reason this is on my brain is Two Cats Comics is right down the street from my P.O. box, and it used to be within a mile of my old shop. I know Christian. Christian's a good guy, and he probably doesn't want to get involved in this stuff, and I really don't want to speak for him, but I'm talking about comic shop owners on a whole who have been closing down. None of them have been talking about the giant pink elephant in the room, SJW Marvel. We have the MCU going down the identity politics highway, and that's what many of us were worried about with Captain Marvel the film, because it is clearly going in that direction, and this is going to be your result. And as I said before, Captain Marvel has never been a popular character. She has been forced on the comic fans, and now she's being forced on the MCU fans, and this has clearly worked. The reason it's worked for Captain Marvel is the same reason it's worked for other titles within the comic book industry. It's a very similar approach. The MCU is a giant crossover event. What's a crossover event? Well, it's a story that goes through all of the titles within your universe. It helps boost sales. It helps change continuity. You can get rid of a character, introduce a new character. And within that, it boosts comic book sales for titles that weren't selling that well because you made it part of the bigger story. I will give you Secret Invasion. Here's an example right here. It's got the good version of the Skrulls that weren't mushy and family friendly, according to Roy Thomas. And this is most of the crossover event. This is all the stories involved. You have the main story, which is with all its variants, about 24 comics. And again, that's how they boost the sales. And this is the only thing you need to read. Now, this is all the variants. Actually, the amount you only needed to read was this. And to know what's going on. But if you're a true collector, you want to know what Spider-Man is doing in it, or you want to know what the Inhumans are doing. And what I'll use the example of Captain Britain. All right, Captain Britain. Captain Britain was involved in it. How was it involved? Because of the Secret Invasion moniker now. So Captain Marvel, the film, basically is part of this big crossover. Captain Britain is a comic that normally I would sell about 10 or 12 off the shelf, but while it was involved with Secret Invasion, I sold 50, of course, because people wanted to know what Captain Britain was doing in Secret Invasion. But once Secret Invasion was over, it was back to selling 12 off the shelf, and it ended up getting canceled within a year. The same thing is with Captain Marvel. It's the same exact result. This is part of the big story. They sandwiched it in between Infinity War and Avengers Endgame and with Black Panther as well. Of course it was going to do well. But if she embarks out on her own without other Marvel superheroes in her story, unless they do a Winter Soldier type of sequel, you will get the same result with a lot of these stories. That's why MCU fans, if for those of you who haven't read the comics, don't look for a clean ending with Endgame. Look for the end of the story for some of our main characters, but look for a continuing of the story with our new characters. Will they introduce a new big bad at the end? Maybe, possibly. I can't see them doing a hard bookend for it because that would be an out for a lot of people. I saw that a lot in the comic store. If you ended a story, you ended a story and people bailed because they feel like they need to buy all of it. It's like I've said before, fear of missing out, FOMO. And that's what the comic industry is based on. And, you know, it's really reflected in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is stronger than the entirety of the comic book industry right now. And, you know, we got the Marvel Cinematic Universe at the cost of the comic book industry, in my opinion, because of Disney. They used to work well, decent together in the beginning. Marvel has never been nice to retailers, but I remember when the Iron Man film came out, they made a point in the Marvel Comics to make the comic good, put a good creative team on it, and make the comic book character be somewhat like the character that's in the film. So they reflected. So somebody could watch Iron Man, walk into a comic book store, and pick up an Iron Man comic and feel like they're reading close to the same character. That is not the case anymore. For Christ's sake, they made Captain America a Hydra agent and basically a Nazi in the comics, and then they fixed it with somebody barfing up a piece of the cosmic cube. Kind of interesting as it relates to the ending of Captain Marvel. So how this relates, real quick, to put your conspiracy theory hats on, to the empty seat conspiracy, which I'm not saying I believe, but I'm saying you can keep it in the realm of possibility, because of the example I just gave you of how they inflated numbers for Captain Marvel number one. They sold the same story 23 times. That is an example of a company that is owned by Disney cooking the books. Now, it could be completely different from movie theaters. I've never worked in a movie theater, so I have no idea, but I can see how they inflated ticket prices, how they gave this movie every chance it could to succeed by front-loading it, by releasing it in all or almost all the international markets. So don't think that companies don't do this, and I know many of you know that, of course. But for those who are denying that Disney might try something like this, well, you know, they've done something like this in the comic books. And let's not forget flexing their muscles at YouTubers and quote-unquote trolls coming out and admitting it, according to sources. So there you have it, everybody. Captain Marvel fails the comic book industry once again, and the new version of Captain Marvel in the comics looks like it's heading towards being canceled for what? I've lost count. 7th, 8th time, maybe? Who knows? Hey, if you like this video, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like it, thanks for listening this long. I look forward to hearing from more Captain Marvel bots. It's been pleasurable, to say the least. Me and Mrs. Nerdrotic get a kick out of reading the nasty comments in the morning, but they are greatly outnumbered by all the compliments we are getting, and we welcome those, of course. Thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you to all the new subscribers. You are welcome here. And you know what? If you like Captain Marvel, you're welcome here as well, because unlike our critics, I won't berate you for liking the film. I'll just simply disagree with you. Go to nerdrotic.com for the live stream schedule. Everybody have a great day, and may the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.